If you have your Bibles, I'd ask you to turn to Exodus chapter 3 this morning. We're going to be looking at verses 13 through 15. This is, of course, one of the more famous passages in the Scripture. We're in the context of God meeting with Moses from the burning, speaking to Moses from the burning bush, that he has taken Israel to be his people by promise, not because Israel was any more righteous than any other nation, but because of God's own choosing to call them to himself and to have them for his people, which means God has promised to redeem them and put them in a place that he has promised for them. So we're in the context of God speaking to Moses out of the bush when he gives Moses his name in response to a question Moses, or a request of Moses. So let's hear the scriptures that we have this morning. This is Exodus 3, verse 13 through 15. And Moses said to God, "If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Say this to the people of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Say this to the people of Israel, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations.'" Let's pray. Oh Lord our God, we thank you for your word, truths here, Lord, that are great truths about your being and the unchangeable nature of God is for our instructions, and we pray that you would give us wisdom from your word. In Christ's name, amen. Well, our confession of faith, the Westminster Confession of Faith, teaches us that the works of creation and providence, though very instructive about God's being, his existence, and his power, nevertheless, are not sufficient to give us that knowledge of God that is necessary to salvation. That the Holy Scriptures, God revelation that he's had committed to writing,